For thousands of years, all kinds of people have found inspiration in the nighttime sky.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Shimmering stars and planets have inspired artists, poets, and philosophers. But today, some people are worried that the dark nighttime sky is an endangered environment.
This is a view of the United States taken at night from, I believe, from a space shuttle, and you can see the entire outline of the country.
David D. Bryan is manager of the Chaffee Planetarium in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The nighttime photo he's describing shows a very clear map of the U.S. that's defined entirely by outdoor lights. And while it may look kind of cool, De Bryan says all that light doesn't bode well for science.
Astronomers have to have dark skies in order to do optical astronomy. It's a requirement of the profession. And there are fewer and fewer places where that is possible.
So De Bryan and other astronomers are trying to educate the public about the growing problem they call light pollution. Here at the planetarium, De Bryan and his staff put together shows that perfectly replicate the nighttime sky. This one includes a demonstration of how a city sky view is tainted by outdoor lights on highways, parking lots, and businesses, and then shows the comparatively pristine nighttime sky out in the country.
Soon, the lingering twilight will fade to night. Unfortunately, for city dwellers at least,
both professional and amateur astronomers are working together to raise awareness of light pollution. There's even an International Dark Sky Association that's trying to introduce legislation to restrict outdoor lighting. The astronomers' complaints might sound a little self-serving, a bunch of scientists whining because they can't see the stars. So one tactic they're using is to piggyback with the concept of energy efficiency. And chances are, when you hear about light pollution control, the focus will be on saving money by shielding lights and using more efficient bulbs. Bruce Bohannon is the project scientist at Kitt Peak National Observatory in Tucson, Arizona.
To convince a city council in the middle of the United States that astronomy is an important thing is a very difficult sell. But if you can convince them that it is to the advantage of the economics of the city, then it is something for everybody.
One state that adopted lighting legislation early on was Arizona, and the city of Tucson, home of several observatories, has enacted even stricter regulations.
We have a very strong light pollution ordinance that makes sure that light is directed down onto the ground where it's going to do good, not up into the sky where it'll provide a bright background so that you can't see the stars.
The movement toward lighting legislation is gaining momentum in other places, too. According to the International Dark Sky Association, efforts are underway in Michigan, Wisconsin, and six other states to pass ordinances that limit outdoor lights. Bruce Bohannon likes to emphasize that light pollution controls really do benefit everyone.
It's much easier to sell preserving the night sky than it is to sell preserving some wilderness area, because the night sky is available to anybody just by walking out into their backyard and looking up. And in this particular case, what we do is, you know, you just take people outside of town and you just say, let's look up. And right there, you've won.
Back at the Chaffee Planetarium, a long line of kids and parents wait to get into the next show. Jason Zeinstra is a college student who works at the planetarium. In just the last 10 years, Zeinstra says he's noticed an increase in light pollution.
You can't see a lot of deep sky objects, like nebula and certain star clusters. And if you can find them, they look like a little haze because of the illuminated sky around them.
Zeinstra isn't planning to make astronomy his career, but he says he'll remain active in the fight for dark skies. He adds it would be a shame if someday the only place kids could see the stars would be indoors, watching a sky show in a planetarium.
Here the veil of darkness will soon be punctured by the light of thousands of distant stars.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.